We're almost done, folks. Persevere and hold on with me. Just stay. Stay and listen to the beautiful contestants. The voices, the beautiful voices of the contestants on who sang it better in tonight's episode. I can't talk today because I'm so tired from practicing early in the morning this whole week. Okay. No, not okay. It's not okay, but it's fine. Fine. The next person who's up is a person who we all know to be a blind truck driver. So I would say that this isn't really a footwork move, but it's a jump. And it's called a lutz, and it's like a flip, but you start off being backwards and you put your foot behind and you step on your toe pick on the inside of the edge and then jump. They are lutz. Valkyrie Celeste, you are a lutz. So let's see your song submission. Lame. Oh, you're not lame. I'm talking about me. I'm pretty lame. You're pretty epic though. Let's listen to your epicness.
Can anybody find me somebody to love? Get up, I die a little. I can barely stand on my feet. Take a look in the mirror and cry. Oh, what you're doing to me. I spent all my years believing you, but I just can't get any relief, Lord.
I just realized my analogy of you being a Lutz, Valkyrie, didn't really, there was no relation to being a blind truck driver. So, like, I'm just saying, when you do your lutz, you feel pretty blind because you're starting off backwards and doing a jump. Ha? Huh? Get the similarity? No? Well, that's okay. I'm sure the judges will have a lot better things to say. So, Satoto, why don't you go?
Hello there, Valkyrie Celeste. Thank you for this song. I really liked it. Let's get to the down and dirty, shall we? You started off with kind of like Tiana Sid did, only not so much the low larynx, but you definitely started off with a little more grounded, resonated, and then that threw me off a little at the beginning, unlike Tiana's did. But then it turned really nice when you hit your first note. When you hit love, and it just sounded really nice, and for the rest of it, I could tell you were grooving, I could tell you were styling. Be careful sometimes that style is not getting forced and influenced by, like, stuff like the original artist and what you think this song has to be. Don't make this song anything than what you think it needs to be, and I know, corny, but definitely. Primarily for the last note, I noticed, mics, I hate microphones. I hate all microphones except microphones that work perfectly, which are far and in between. Right at the last note, you just kind of had, and I'm sure this had to do with peaking, you just kind of went into mix and head voice, and I'm just like, that loses so much for the song. It just loses the oomph and what this song is all about, or what you think this song is all about. Yeah. But for the most part, I really liked it, so thank you very much, and pa-chow, Valkyrie Celeste.
Valk, I'm critiquing you, which is weird because normally we're just like critiquing other people together, so it's weird that I'm critiquing you by myself. Critiquing by yourself is weird. Okay. Anyway, I thought this was low for you, like at some of the like not on the Can Anybody Find Me part, that sounded really good, and so did the ending. The Lord was really good too, but I felt like the parts in the middle were like just like a little bit too low for you, or it might have been that. It might have been that the music was overpowering your vocals a little bit, so I couldn't hear you, because it was definitely lower in your range, so it was really, really hard to like project. I mean, like, it's harder to project when something's lower in your range, so I think that was kind of my one problem with this. I really liked your energy though. Like, I thought you had really nice bounce to the song, and it was like really good sounding. I really liked your vocals on Lord especially, and you had, oh my god, you had this amazing slide on Look that was just like so good. Like, you slid like perfectly on the note, and I was like, wow, go Valk, it's so pretty. And I thought your slide at the end of Lord was good too. So basically you're just really good at slides. But yeah, if I were you, I probably would have pitch this like a little bit. Like, I don't know, I know you probably wouldn't be able to do that yourself, so you would have had to ask somebody to do that, and like maybe you wouldn't have known. But like, yeah, I think, yeah, I just think that this would have sounded like a bit better if it had been like a slightly different key for you. But other than that, I thought you sounded pretty. Good job.
Valkyrie Celeste, hi. It's Mega Dizzy from Sing It and Your Show and various other ones I can't remember. So, about your performance, I thought it was really nice. From the beginning up until the first high, I thought it sounded a little bit like you were struggling with the notes. I don't know, it was like a weird tone to it or something like that. Like, maybe you were hitting it too low, like maybe it sounded too low for you or something. Besides that, the overall, I thought this was good. However, it sounded a little low energy for a song that's supposed to basically build itself up into that really high note at the end. And when you reach the high note, it sounded like, it didn't sound like you pushed your energy like out through it. It didn't completely sound as if you really felt that note or something like it. Like, I would say just, I'm not sure how to phrase this. It sounded less like you're using chest voice and more like throaty or head voice or something like that to hit it or something. But overall, I thought this was a really good performance. So, yeah.
This last person is Asian. And Asians are very precise. And their answers on math tests are accurate and very, very direct. And I'm just a fail Asian who can't do math, but this Asian is not a fail Asian. And I should probably stop sounding racist, but this Asian, the preciseness and the accuracy of this Asian is like of a bracket. Bracket is like when you turn into a three turn, but then you're not doing a three turn because you're turning on the other edge. Like if you're going on the inside edge, and you go into it like you're going to do a three turn. But you don't, because you're going to turn on the outside when you start off on the inside edge. If that makes sense. Probably doesn't, but I'm sure your brackety goodness of song and voice and singing will... I'll let you stand out from all the other contestants. Let's listen to you sing right now.
Can anybody find me somebody to love?
Can anybody find me someone?
Got no feel, I got no rhythm. I just keep losing my beat. I'm okay, I'm alright. I ain't gonna face no defeat. I just gotta get out of this prison cell. Someday I'm gonna be free, Lord!
Man, that was a really horrible introduction, because I just re-listened to that, but I'm not gonna re-record it. But I'm so sorry, Sukuno, but, you know, I don't think you did bad on your song. I think you did pretty good. And I think the judges will agree with me, too. So, let's see what they have to say. Starting with Rochelle Euler again.
All right, Sukuno, you also didn't do the two somebodies at the beginning, so I don't know if this is, like, a thing that people are doing or should or shouldn't be doing. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it's a choice, but, like, it just feels weird to me because it, like, sounds like there should be vocals there. Like, I know in Dylan's he did them, and that sounded like it made sense. Your me's sounded... The one me sounded yelly. And let's see. I wrote, did you pitch the track? Because I thought that was probably a good idea because it sounded like this fit your range in a nice way. Like the face defeat part, blah, blah, blah. The end felt a little yelly too. I think what happens is like, instead of trying to sound, you don't want to sound strainy, so you tend to, like, push harder to, like, make the sound come out, so it just comes across as yelly instead of strainy. I'm not sure how you would, like, change that. I guess just, like, take in more air and, like, try to, like, control, like, where your breathing is coming from and, like, your support, because it, right now it just sounds like you're just, like, pushing as opposed to just, like, letting it flow. I really liked the way that you sang the song, though. Like, I liked the staccato-ness that you had, like, the, like, ba-ba-da-da-da-da-da. Like, it was very, like, bouncy, and I liked that. It kind of added, like, a good amount of energy to this. From, like, when I've heard you on Sing It and stuff, I feel like you've gotten a lot better in the past couple weeks. So, props to you, Sukuno. good job.
Sukuno, Kono, 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 Kono. You know how the jingle goes by now. Sukuno, it's Dizzy. Bet you weren't expecting me, were you?
So,
about your performance. Sukuno, man, you're getting better. Like, you're improving like crazy from what I've heard from you. But about your performance, I thought it was actually really good. You were on pitch pretty much the whole time from what I heard. The only problems I had with this was that a lot of the times you were peaking, like when you were hitting the higher notes and stuff. Although they were on pitch, you were peaking like crazy, like at the me's and the random parts somewhere towards the end. If I had any advice, I would say step away from your mic, or if you need to, lower the microphone volume. I'm not sure exactly how you do that in Audacity, but I'm sure you can find a way. But yeah, I'd say back away from your mic when you're about to hit those really high notes and stuff like that. Your energy was very good throughout this performance. I thought that some of the words that you said sounded a little harsh. Like the first me that you said, like me! And when it peaked, it was really, really, it was really harsh sounding as well as peaking. But besides that, I thought this was a really good performance from you, Sukuno. And I think you're improving like crazy, so keep it up, man.
Sukuno! And, oh gosh, if I'm mispronouncing anyone's names, please feel free to correct me. I mean, I probably won't listen, but yeah. Sukuno, liked this. I felt like you were trying to bring a lot of groove to the song. My main thing is, oh, and at the risk of being crucified by everyone listening, flow it, my man, flow. The reason I really want you to have this flow, I want you to flow out this air, and I want you to flow out these feelings, because you were trying to bring it all to the table, but the ingredient missing was the airflow, was the easiness, because you were bringing a lot of tension to the table. Like, the muscles in your throat, I could tell when you would hit notes, hit your high notes, I could tell that you were peaking, I could tell. And, no, it might not have peaked, but I can tell that you yourself were peaking, your voice was peaking, and you were just really pushing, and I don't want you to push, I just want you to flow into it, I want you to float, I want you to just ease into it like you know exactly what you're doing. On things like Find Me and Face No Defeat and Lord, were the primary ones, but you just need to feel it and it'll all fall into place, I promise you. There's a thing I like to talk about, and that is technique is only useful when you forget about it. And I think if you just forgot that, oh, I've got to sing note A here and note B here, that things would just come out. If you just feel the song and you fill your head with thoughts about just this song, not the logistics of it, then your subconscious will fill in the gaps. We're crazy humans like that, and that's why we only use 10% of our brains. So just let the subconscious take hold, feel the song, and yeah, lovely job though. And I'm done. Thank you, everyone.
Rose, Rose, fight the power!
Okay. No. No, whatever, I'm not dealing with that. I'm sorry for my awkwardness this whole episode and the way I've been pronouncing things. I can't really control it when, like, I'm tired and stuff. So, let's see. Jewelry becomes jewelry. And Hyana, she'd becomes Tiana Shoot the Duck when I'm tired. So, and I'd also like to point out that Dizzy, like when he sent his clips to me, didn't know that, like, when I asked him to, like, introduce himself, I asked him to do it on a separate clip. So that's kind of why, like, in every single clip that you've heard him give a critique, that he kind of sounds, he always introduces himself. And, well, you know, I told him it was okay and that he didn't have to, like, re-record it. So, yeah, it's cool. You guys are cool. I'm cool. Everyone's cool. Dizzy is super cool. So it doesn't matter. So let's go on to results. Oh, wait, hey, no, you know, let's not go to results, because when I calculated the totals, it looked like we had a tie. Yeah, see, plot twist right there, plot twist. The two people who got the same exact scores from different judges were Princess Clary and Dylan Collins. Surprising, yeah? Okay. Princess Clary got a 3 from the first judge, a 2 from the first from the second judge, and a 2 from the third judge. Dylan Collins, on the other hand, got a 1 from the first judge, a 2 from the second judge, and a 3 from the third judge. For, like, again, as I said, for privacy purposes, I'm not going to reveal which person was which judge. So, since we have a tie, it means I have to break it. Kind of sucks on my part, but because I think you guys, both of you, did really well, and you have really different styles. Like, the S word. So, I typed up critiques for both Dylan and Clary last night, but I'm not gonna say it because, you know, I know you guys want the results now. Oh, shoot. But that means I just gave you the results. Huh. Okay, let's start this over again. Well, now that you know which people are tied, let's award third and second place first. Oh, that was such a fail. I'm sorry, I'm tired. I have to skate tomorrow morning too. Okay. So, third place goes to, drum roll, please. That's my drum roll. Third place goes to Gildragon! Congratulations. And now, when I announce second place, this will reveal who, this will break the tie. So, second place goes to, who stays and who goes? Well, no one's staying, no one's going away. You love me, you're gonna stay on this show. I'm kidding. So, the second place goes to Princess Clary. So that means first place goes to Dylan Collins. Congratulations, guys. This was a really hard decision, but, like, in my head, I thought that Dylan had, like, he had more of an edge to the song and that his style suited it more than the way that Clary sang it. So that's how I decided upon who won first place. But congratulations, guys. I really encourage you to sign up again for the show. Next episode, episode 3, is going to be "He's Climbing Your Windows," and I don't know the words. So dumb, so dumb, so dumb. Yeah, that song. So I'm really excited for that. I hope you guys are too. And so you can expect a new episode for Who Sang It Better in 2 weeks. Thank you for listening, and peace out, yo.